Hi, thanks for listening to my podcast. Remember to check back every day to see if there's a brand new episode.
The Upset Mama Podcast.
It's showtime. You talking to me?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I don't care too much for money. I don't care for fancy things. Silver and gold, they will weigh down your soul. I'm a pauper who walks like a king.
Hello and welcome to the Upset Mama Podcast for Saturday, October the 26th, 2013. And for people who have been listening to my podcast for a while, you may know that my dad died 2 years ago on this day. And this episode is for my dad. You know, I started this last year. It's sort of become an annual thing. And I just want to, you know, spend an episode talking about my dad and my feelings and that kind of thing. And anybody who was there at the time listening to my podcast, it's sort of a good way of keeping up with how things are going in that sense. You know, I don't usually talk about a lot of personal things on the podcast. It's mainly news and showbiz and that kind of thing. But now and again, I like to just sort of delve into that area, and especially on the anniversary. It's a good time to do it, and it's probably the best time to do it.
I was a kid, you were my dad. I didn't always understand. I wanted freedom, you got mad. You were concerned, I got upset. I didn't recognize you yet. And did you cry? I know I did. When I lied to you, I didn't want to hurt you. I just never knew I did.
And, you know, there are so many stories about my dad and me and our family in general, I guess, you know, that you forget about until you really sit down and think about them. And, you know, I remember, for example, my dad bought me my first car, and that's something I never think about until like right now. And for some reason, it just popped into my head. And I remember it was a Rover, and it was red, and it was a G registration. And I was 18. I was 17. I was learning to drive. That's right. I was 17. I just started to learn to drive, and my dad bought me a Rover to learn in, and that was my very first car. And we would go out in it and drive in it, and it was great. And I loved that car, and you know, I loved now I love the fact that my dad bought it for me. That I think that's something that is very important. You know, for a parent to buy, especially a father, I think, to buy their son their first car. You know, maybe in America, it's like your first gun or something. I don't know, or your first American football or something. But, you know, for me, my dad buying me my first car, that was a big deal. And I never really appreciated it until now. And, you know, it was a big deal. And, you know, of course, I didn't have that car for long. I moved on to another car and another car and another car and so on and so forth. But, you know, whenever I think about my very first car, it will always be connected to my dad. And I think that's really nice.
To drive this old fool. Almost every time I try to go and pass a truck, if I ain't going downhill, Dad, I'm out of luck. And even if I get by, it's still a rugged wrist. The way this old fool keep a hitting and a miss.
Another story I always think about is when I started primary school, and I was about, 5 years old when I started primary school, and a packed lunch. I think the first little while I came home for lunch, but eventually I got to a point where I was taking in a packed lunch, and I remember my dad asking me, you know, what do you want for your lunch? And at the time, I said, corned beef sandwich, please. And that's what I got. And for the next 7 years, that's what I got. I got a corned beef sandwich in my packed lunch. Every time I had a packed lunch, it was corned beef sandwich. Now, if I'd known he was asking me at the time what I wanted in my packed lunch for the rest of my life, I might have been a little bit more adventurous and gone for something more interesting. But that was funny. You know, that's something that, as a family, we laughed about for a long time, you know, and my dad had totally forgotten about that. And when I brought it up one day, you know, years ago and talked about it, he just laughed. He thought this was so funny. But yeah, that's a big memory I have from starting school, and my packed lunch and corned beef sandwiches. And you know, do you know what? I don't eat a lot of corned beef now, and I think that's the reason. And I remember another story where we went on holiday to Ireland for a weekend. And it's the only time I've ever left Britain. You know, we went to Ireland, we drove down to Wales, and we went to Ireland over the, on the ferry. And we had a lovely weekend there. And there was a time, you know, so many things happened there that were funny. I went to the fish and chip shop the first night we were there, and I asked for a fish supper. And clearly in Ireland, I didn't know at the time that in Scotland, it's the only place where we really call fish and chips a fish supper. So I go to Ireland and I ask for a fish supper, and I ended up getting two bits of fish and no chips. And this was after the people who worked in the chip shop spent about 5 minutes deliberating over, you know, what is a fish supper? We don't know. So that's what happened. But one thing I always remember that involved my dad, we were driving along the road, and he had his window open so he could put his cigarette out the window. And it was kind of annoying me because there was all this cold air coming in. And I said, look, could you use the sunroof? The sunroof would be better. So he shut his window, he opened the sunroof, and first time he stuck his hand out with a cigarette, he pulled his hand back in, and the cigarette was gone. And I can still remember it perfectly clear. We just looked at the cigarette, well, his fingers, rather, where the cigarette was, and then we both looked at each other, and we just burst out laughing, and it was hilarious. oh God, I haven't thought about that for a long time, but yeah, that was a great story that I like to think about now. oh, that was very funny.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again.
So anyway, this episode isn't going to be just a whole me telling stories. In fact, I'm pretty much at the end. I just wanted to do something. It's going to become it's an annual thing. And I just want to, you know, a sort of remembrance of my father and pay my respects. And I don't even know why I use the word father, because I never in my life called him father. You know, he was my dad. When I was a little boy, I probably called him daddy. And all my life, I just called him dad. You know, I never ever used the word father. I don't know where that's come from, just to say my father. It's since he's passed on, it's almost like that's the word I use now for my dad. And I don't know why. It's weird. Even a couple of years ago when he died and I did a few podcasts for him, I remember calling one R.I.P. my beautiful father. And I don't know where that came from. It just appeared. Anyway, those episodes are still available if you want to go back and listen to them. I've kept them there as a tribute to my dad and also a reminder to myself of how I felt then, because I never want to forget how I felt when my dad died. And I don't think I ever will. I mean, I still feel the pain inside. I don't think that's something you ever get over. I think you learn to deal with it and you get on with your life because you have to. You've got no choice. But I don't think you ever sort of deal with that pain that you're left with. But I'll tell you something, and this is the absolute truth. What is important in life is not what they leave you. Forget anything that they leave you. You know, money, homes, cars, jewellery, all of that stuff. Forget it. It means nothing. What matters is the memories. And I'll tell you, my dad, he didn't leave us anything. You know, we're not a well-off family. We get by, but we don't have money. Put it that way, right? There's nothing to leave when we die except the things that we owned in life, right? And my dad had a life insurance policy that wasn't even worth £1,000. And when he died, that went to the funeral. So we weren't even left that. And I'm pleased that we weren't, because the memories mean so much more. So even if you're left a whole load of stuff, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you're from a background where you do have the chance to own very nice things and very expensive things and leave all that to your children, leave them homes and lots of money and you know, these kinds of things, that's fine. But don't forget that the memories are what really, really matter. So anyway, let's leave it at that. Thanks very much for listening. If you'd like to contact the podcast about anything you've heard, then you can do by emailing me. My address is upsetmamapodcast@gmail.com, and you can get me there 24 hours a day. But until the next episode, whenever that may be, rest in peace, Dad. Thanks for everything. And to those listening, take care of yourselves and remember to always dream big. Goodbye for now.
Lately I've been noticing I say the same things he used to say. And I even find myself acting the very same way. I tap my fingers on the table to the rhythm in my soul. And I jingle the car keys when I'm ready to go. When I look in the mirror, he's right there in my eyes, staring back at me. And I realize the older I get, the more I can see how much he loved my mother and my brother and me. And he did the best that he could. And I only hope when I have my own family that every day I see a little more of my father in me. He was being just a little bit hard on me. But now I understand he was making me become the man he knew that I could be. In everything he ever did, he always did with love. And I'm proud today to say I'm his son. When somebody says, I hope I get to meet your dad, I just smile and say, you already have. The older I get, how much he loved my mother and my brother and me. And he did the best that he could. And I only hope when I have my own family that every day I see a little more of my father in me. He's in my eyes, my heart, my soul, my hands, my pride. That he could, and I only hope when I have my own family every day. day I'll see.